कालो निमशाम परः प्रभु कुतो नु देवा जगताम य ईशिरे नयत्र सत्वं न रजस्तमश्च नैव विकारो न महान् प्रधानम् नयत्र कालो निमिषां परः प्रभु कुतो नु देवा जगतां य ईशिरे नयत्र सत्वं न रजस्तमश्च नैव विकारो न महान् प्रधानम् नयत्र कालो निमिषां परः प्रभु कुतो नु देवा जगतां य ईशिरे नयत्र सत्वं न रजस्तमश्च नैव विकारो न महान् प्रधानम् कुतो नु देवा जगतां य ईशिरे नयत्र सत्वं न रजस्तमश्च नैव विकारो न महान् प्रधानम् नयत्र कालो निमिषा परप्रभु कुतो न देवा जगता ईशिरे नयत्र सत्वस् रजस्तमश्च नैव विकारो न महान् प्रधानम् नयत्र कालो निमिषां परः प्रभु कुतो नु देवा जगतामीशिरे नयत्र सत्वं रजस्तमश्च न विकारो न महान् प्रधानम् माताजी तो वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग न नॉट यत्र वेयर इन कालः डिस्ट्रक्टिव टाइम इनिमिषः of the heavenly demigods, paraha, superior, prabhu, controller, putaha, where is there, no, certainly, devaha, the demigod, jagatam, the mundane creature, a, those, isire, rules, na, not, yatra, therein sattvam mundane goodness na nar rajah mundane passion tamah mundane ignorance na cha also na nar vai certainly vikarah transformation na nar mahan the material causal ocean Pradhanam, the material nature. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In that transcendental state of Labdhov Shanti, there is no supremacy of the devastating time which control even the celestial demigod, who are empowered to rule over the mundane creature, and what to speak of the demigod themselves. Nor is there the mode of material goodness, nor the poison, nor the ignorance, nor even the false ego, nor the material causal ocean, nor the material nature. Purport. Devastating time is controlled even the celestial demigod by its manifestation of the past, present and future does not act on the transcendental plane. The influence of the time is exhibited by the symptom of the birth, death, old age, disease. And these four principles of material condition are present everywhere in any part of the material cosmos up to planet of the Brahmaloka, where the duration of life of the inhabitant appear to be fabulous. In insurmountable time, even the bring about the death of the Brahma. So what do we speak of other demigods like Indra, Chandra, Surya, Vayu and Varuna? The astronomical influence dictated by the different demigods over the mundane creation is also conspicuous by its of sense. In the material existence, that they were living entity are afraid of the satanic influence. But for the devotee on the transcendental plane, there is no such fear at all. The living entity changes their material body in the different shape and form under the influence of the different modes of material nature. But in the transcendental state of devotee is gunatit, or the above of the material modes of goodness, passion and ignorance. Then the false ego, I am the Lord of the all I survey, does not arise there. In the material world, the false ego of the living being trying to lord it over the material nature is sometimes like the moth is falling in the blazing fire. The moth is captivated by the glaring beauty of the fire, and when he is come to enjoy it, the blazing fire consumes him. In the transcendental state, the living being is the pure in his consciousness, and such as he has no false ego to lord it over the material nature. Rather, his pure consciousness directed him to surrender on the Supreme Lord, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. All this indicate that the transcendental state, there is neither material creation nor the causal origin of the material nature. The above mentioned state of affair is factual on the transcendental plane, but is factually revealed in the transcendentalist knowledge of the advanced state of pure consciousness. Such transcendentalists are two types, namely the impersonalist and the devotee. For the impersonalist, the ultimate goal or destination is the Brahma Jyoti of the spiritual sky. But the devotee, the ultimate goal is Vaikuntha planet. The devotee experiences the above mentioned state of aware by attainment of the spiritual form of activity in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. But the impersonalist, because of his neglecting the association of the Lord, does not develop the spiritual body for the spiritual activity, but remain on the spiritual spark only, merge in the effulgence of the spiritual rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is the full-fledged form of eternity, bliss and knowledge, but the formless Brahma Jyoti is simply eternity and knowledge. The Vaikuntha planet are also the form of the eternity, bliss and knowledge, and therefore the devotee of the Lord who are admitted into the abode of the Lord also get the body of the eternity, bliss and knowledge. As such, there is no difference between one another. The Lord's abode, name, fame, entourage, etc. are all the same transcendental quality. And how this transcendental quality different for the material world is explained here in this verse. In the Bhagavad Gita, three principal subject have been explained by Sri Krishna, namely the Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. But one can reach the Vaikuntha planet by the practice of the Bhakti Yoga only. The other two are incompetent in the helping one to reach the Vaikuntha. Although they can, however, conveniently take one to the effulgence Brahma Jyoti I described above. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manoveshtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanmitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Mitansha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Brinda Baneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyamadi Pashatade Satarani Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Welcome to all the devotees on the Wednesday morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. And we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2, The Lord in the Heart. And text 17, Nayatra kalo nimishampara prabhu kuto ne deva jagdam yaisri Nayatra sattvam rajas tamasya nave vikaro namahan pradhanam. And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada beautifully bring out the highest principle, the devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada glorifying in this chapter how the bhakti is important in the bhakti. The second canto, first chapter, described about Virat Rupa, focusing on meditation upon Virat Rupa form, and end of the last verse of the first chapter described the focusing of the Chaturbhuj form of the Bhagavan Paramatma, meditation of the Paramatma. And now here they continue this, the Lord in the heart, the meditation on the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Personality of God. And we saw many classes, heard many classes. Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Dharana, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. This process of meditation by the yogi, Ashtanga Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, is not very easily to achieve the goal. This process is very, very difficult. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami bring out this process here to understand first this process, then we can understand easily how the bhakti is. But this process, the Ashtanga meditation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Paramatma feature, and following the Yam, Niyam, Asana, none of this Yam, Niyam, Asana, Pranayama, are very easily to achieve, very easily to follow, very, very difficult. And therefore, in the 10th canto, Sukhdev Goswami bring out this connection here. Sukhdev Goswami is saying, Yad pad pansur bahujanma kirikshate. Dhitatmir yogi bhir api alabhya. So Sukhdev Goswami is saying, ki yogi may undergo severe austerities and penance after many, many births. Not one birth, not two births. He is saying, many, many births doing austerity, following the regulative principle, doing the yam, niyam, asana, controlling the mind. Not one life, not two life. He is saying, many, many, bahu janma, dhitatma yogi, still, very, very difficult to control the mind. But he is saying, after many, many births, it due to conquer time, when the yogi attain the perfection of the controlling the mind, they will still, many, many births, if the yogi control the mind and able to controlling the mind and will. Therefore, they will still unable to take a taste the dust of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada begin labdhova santi, full blissful. That state yogi comes under controlling the mind, focusing on the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the lotus feet going up. And in this way, became full in bliss. But that bliss, as Sukhdev Goswami saying, that bliss is compared to the particle of the dust of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not able to. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kama Krodha Bhimuktatma Yatinam Yat Chetasam. If you want to do meditation following the Yam, Niyam, Asana, then Kama Krodha Bhimuktatma, you have to control the Kama Krodha and free from all material desire. And have a control, full control of the mind, chetasam. Have the full control on mind, chetasam, then the yogi achieve the goal of that bliss, the saying the Supreme Personality of God. But the Sukhdev Goswami is saying, this achievement is very, very easily achieved by the devotees who follow the devotional service, path of devotional service. And this is confirmed, Sukhdev Goswami, in the fourth canto, the conversation with Chatushkumara and Prithu Maharaj, and one of the Kumaras advising the Prithu Maharaj, ki yada pada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya. And he is saying, the devotee who are always engaging the service of the toes, service of the toe of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, easily overcome hard-knotted desire for footy activities. So this hard-knotted desire for the footy activities, every conditioned soul has the desire for the footy activities. Even the yogis, therefore they have to control all this thing. But he is saying, but the devotee are very, it is very difficult. None of the jnanis, yogis, although they are trying to stop the wave of sense gratification, but not possible for them. But But devotee is just engaging in devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, he is controlling everything, engaging in service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So both verses and this 16th verse also says, engage in mind with intelligence and come to the super soul, and in this way that come to the labdhova shanti. Therefore, Krishna also wants to see what is the mind. So Krishna, when Krishna, demigods, Brahmadev and all the demigods go to the Kshira Sagar and pray the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Krishna is thinking, he also wants to see what is the exactly mind, how it works, the mind. Therefore, thinking in this way, Krishna appeared in the mind of Vasudeva. What exactly mind? Actually, everything is created by the Krishna only. Krishna knows everything, in and out. Still, Krishna wants to see the mind, in the mind of the devotee, what happening, what they are doing. Therefore, in the growth process, the Ashtanga Yogi, Dhyana Yogi, and Bhakti Yogi, mind is the mind plays the very, very important role in the sadhaka's life. And therefore, Krishna wants to see what happening the mind, what is the mind. And through that, appearing the mind of the Vasudev, Krishna established the higher principle of what the Veda says. So Krishna, one activity, and establishing so many principles for the Vedas saying. The Vedas also, Upanishad says, Lord is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, Lord is very, very small. He is the smallest than the Anu, very, very smallest. And he is the biggest and biggest. He is the bigger, biggest of the biggest. To establish this statement of the Vedas, Lord appeared in the mind of the Vasudeva. Because the mind is very, very small, very, very sukshma, very, very subtle. We cannot catch the mind. Where? How the function of the mind, very, very difficult to understand. So Krishna wants to establish the Vedas that Krishna is the smallest person. He can become the smallest of the smallest person. And he is the bigger of the bigger person. To establish this statement of the Upanishad, Krishna appeared in the mind of Vasudeva. The mind is very small, so I will enter into mind, become very small. In this way, Krishna appearing the mind of Vasudeva. And other meaning is how Krishna appearing the mind. It is says that Krishna has two main powerful objects. One is chariot and one is the daruga. So going anywhere in the planet, in the material world, in the spiritual world. So he has his chariot and his daruga. But sometime, if the devotee's call comes, devotee's call out to Krishna for the help, may the Daruk, may the Garuda and the chariot Daruk both not competent to reach the devotee, become the slow. Therefore, it is also mentioned, Krishna, when the devotee call out for the Krishna to help, Krishna travels through the mind of the devotees to reach the devotees, to help a devotee bring out from his distressed condition. Therefore, mind is very important, play the important role of the sadhaka. Therefore, Sukhdev Goswami is saying, therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of the Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. He is saying to Prithu Maharaj, therefore you should engage your mind the service of the Vasudeva, Krishna, and Prabhupada in the purport, even the great sages are not able to control the forces of the senses, and those who are engaged in devotional service of Supreme Personality of Godhead, lotus feet of the Lord, they approve the desire of the fruitive activities. The desire of fruitive activities are very, very difficult to uproot. And that desire is compared like banyan tree. The banyan tree is spread so much areas, we cannot uproot the banyan tree because it's rooted so deeply in the different places. Very, very difficult to uproot that banyan tree. To compare, the desire it like banyan tree rooted in the deep, and other process are not able to uproot that desire of fruitive activity. But here Sanat Kumara saying, Chatush Kumara saying to Prithu Maharaj, by the practice of devotional service, by engaging yourself in devotional service, that deep desire for fruitive activities, you can uproot and throw away the dead desire. And you can become the free from this material desire. Therefore, Prabhupada saying this verse, Kama Kodha Vimuktatma, in this Bhagavad Gita chapter, Prabhupada said, Prabhupada gave the example of the darshan, dhyan and sparshai. And Prabhupada is giving the example, darshan, dhyan, sparshai, masya kurma bihangama. Tamasya kurma bihangama. So Prabhupada saying, ki darshan, by meditation, fish meditate on their eggs, and that brings out that his offspring. And kurma, the tortoise, meditate on his leg. He lay down the egg on earth, mud, and he again went to the ocean and the water, and from there he meditate on his leg and bring out his offspring. And sparsha is bird. Touching of the egg, bird brings out their offspring. Similarly, Prabhupada saying, similarly the devotee in Krishna consciousness, although in the far away from the Lord's abode, Vaikuntha, can elevate himself to that abode simply by thinking him constantly. So by thinking him constantly, he can elevate it to the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By engagement in Krishna consciousness, he does not feel pains of material miseries. This state of the like is called Nirvana, Brahma Nirvanam. In this way, Sri Prabhupada is saying, okay, how we can engage ourselves in here, in this material world, and serving in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Narottam Dakus Thir, ki kama krodha lobha mad moha massar, the yogi, ashtang yogi, dhyang yogi, have to control on this aspect, kama krodha lobha moha massar, but the bhakti marg is advised. But Narottam Das Thakur saying, we can engage this thing, Kama Krishna Arpane, Krodha Bhakta Dvesi Jane, Lobha Sadhu Sangha Harikatha. So we should not have to worry about controlling the anger, controlling the lust, controlling the greed. He is saying, we should engage ourselves in this service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, we can achieve the desired goal of the bhakti, at the Vaikuntha Palanet, what the Srila Prabhupada is saying here. Therefore, the Sukhdev Goswami saying in the 10th canto, the verse, he's saying, Yadapada Pansar Bahujanma Krikshate Kimu Vanirate Dishtam Adho Brajaukasam. What to speak of the Brajavasis, great fortune of the Brajavasis, who is just witnessing the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. Braj Gopas playing with the Supreme Personality of Sri Krishna. All the gopis are just witnessing, elder gopis, young gopis, all the gopis, Vrajavasis are just witnessing, seeing the beautiful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This is the beauty of Sri Krishna. Therefore, Nanda Nandashtakam says, Tribhanga Rup Talars Tribhanga Rup Nakaduti Sudharakam Apuna Puna Nakaduti Sudhar Tribhanga Rup Nakaduti Subharakam. So Krishna, when about to procure a fear, he is thinking, I will give my the Tribhanga Rup form, the Tribhanga Rup of the my devotees. So devotee will become more happy. I want to kirtarth my devotee to give this Tribhanga Rupa. Tribhanga Rupa form is not available. So Sri Krishna want to give original form of his Tribhanga Rupa. And therefore, Mother Devaki also says, please appear. Krishna appear in the 400 form. They say, no. Please appear on 200 form. Arjuna also says, please, when Sada Virat Rupa Krishna, please appear in 200 form. So Krishna want to make Kritharth to his devotee appear in 200 form, threefold bending form as Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, to please the devotees. Though, therefore, this form is very, very easily available in this material world. And we can meditate and we can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and achieve our goal. Therefore, if it is mentioned, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveling to the Jagannath Puri and went to Jagannath Puri, and he had first meeting with the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thought to seeing the young sannyasi, to how to maintain a sannyas bhav. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya want to give some instruction about Vedanta Sutra, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can strictly follow the vow of the sannyas. And he want to give some instruction. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted, yes, you are like father, you can expect me, I will accept whatever you said. And that conversation, after 7 days, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhattacharya asked, you are not speaking, not asking anything. Are you understand? And Mahaprabhu then first time opened his mouth and said, I know the Vedanta Sutra, I know the Vedanta Sutra very clearly. Vedanta Sutra is like sun. But your explanation is covering the sun. And that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he realized whom I am dealing. This is not ordinary person. And in this way, conversation goes, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya accepted the defeat and accepted the bhakti mark. And when accepted bhakti mark, he asked the question. He asking the question of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he asked, bhakti sadhan shrestha sunite hailaman prabhu upadesha kaila nama sankirtan. The Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, which item of the devotional service, very, very important item, which are the very, very important of devotional service, which item are very, very important in devotional service, execution of devotional service. And that Mahaprabhu explained, bhakti sadhan sreshta sunle hoy prabhu upadesh kaila nama sankirtan. The Bhattacharya asked him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which item the most important in the execution of devotional service? The Lord replied that the most important item was the chanting the holy name of the Lord. So chanting the holy name of the Lord is the main important item in the execution of the devotional service. And hearing from the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just not saying, he is proving the word. What I am saying, this is mentioned in the Shastra. To confirm this statement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoting Brihad Naradi Purana. In the Brihad Naradi Purana mentioned this. In this age of the quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means to deliverance is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. And hearing from this Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became so happy. He just fell down like the rod in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Before that, he was not accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Gopinath Acharya explaining, this is not ordinary person, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sarvabhauma Acharya is not convinced about, and then Gopinath Acharya said, when you achieve the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you can understand who he is. Now, Sam Bhattacharya, now the Gopinath Acharya saying, Suni Bhattacharya mane hoile chamatkar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sorry, Es loke ardh sunila karila vistar. The hearing from the verse in the this Brihad Naradi Purana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, and Gopinath Acharya says, Gopinath Acharya bole, Ami Purva Kahila, Suni Bhattacharya Tomara say Haila, Satta Haila. He is saying, I said before, when the Lord Chaitanya's mercy come, then you can understand the Supreme Personality. You can understand him. The Sam Bhattacharya saying, no, this is not correct. He is saying, Tumi Mahabhagwat, Ami Tarak Andhe, Prabhu Kripa Kaila Mora Tomara Sambandhe. Because you are the Mahabhagwat, you are the devotee of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestows his mercy upon me because of your connection. I am your relative. I have your connection with you. Not the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because I have connection with you, devotee. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestows his mercy on me. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the life, the meditation on the Supreme Personality, the meditation on the holy name, chanting of the holy name was his morning duties. Meditation of every day's morning duties became the morning duty of the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifying the holy name, because this week we are celebrating the World Holy Name Days. There, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishing the holy name, chanting of the holy name is the main principle of devotional service. We cannot avoid it. We have to chant We have to meditate on the holy name. We have to remember the holy name. And in this Chaitanya Chantal Madhyalila connection with the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, we can see how, after hearing from the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became the Vaishnava Mahabhagavat. And he became Mahabhagavat, and he went to see the darshan of the Jagannath ji, Subhadra or Baldev ji. And while coming, he came with Jagannanand Pandit Damodar, and he's with Mahaprasad, full with tokri of Mahaprasad, and his and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took out with palm leaf and writes something and gave it to the Jagannanand and says, please go and deliver this Mahaprasad and this palm leaf to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when both came to the kuti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying, Mukunda saw, the Mukunda and Sad both are coming with the tokri, he just went and took out the palm leaf. And he took out the palm leaf, he just read what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya written there. And he just write down on the wall of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every devotee just reading and became so happy seeing this, what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya written. Then Jagannanand took the palm leaf from the Mukunda and gave to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After reading the palm leaf, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just tore out the palm leaf and threw away. But Mukunda already written in the wall. And that was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, written by the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikshataeka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kripambhodiriyas Tamham Prapadde. Now the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who not accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Supreme Personality of Godhead, and now becoming devotee, Mahabhagavat, he accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is saying, I am taking the shelter. Now I am taking the fully shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became the wonderful Vaishnava. And we can see the life of Srila Prabhupada also. How the Srila Prabhupada went to the west, and there is no support, nothing. And he just took out his one dugdugi and sit on one tree and just his chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And by his chanting of the holy name, he attracted so many young people. The young people seeing that one old man is chanting, something chanting, they came and they also start chanting and joining, playing the other instrument. In this way, Srila Prabhupada started this movement through the chanting of the holy name. Therefore, being the follower of Srila Prabhupada, we should always engage ourselves in the chanting of the holy name and never forget this chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I should stop here. Grantha Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.